hoop it into the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop and arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, FutureX Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back. Our game of the week, Riverton Park and Park Heritage. I think I said Park Heritage High School. We're actually at Park Heritage Middle School for tonight's contest. It is homecoming for the Park Heritage Wolves. Once again, congratulations to Emma Tinkle. She was crowned queen, and Pug, a Ford Exchange student, was named the king. So, Mike, I think you have the starting lineups.
I do. Let's go ahead and meet the Panthers from Riverton Park, who will be the guest on the scoreboard here tonight. A 5'10" guard, Brandon Hazard. A 6-foot guard, sophomore Pearson Barnes. A 6'1" senior guard, Jonathan Barrasco. A 6'1" forward, Garrett Lawson. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Panthers, number 54, a 6'4" center, junior Logan Harrison. For the home Park Heritage Wolves, number 3, a 5'9" guard, Austin Petrillo. A sophomore 5'10" guard, Riley Ferguson. A senior 5'10" guard, Landon Newnham. Junior center, 6'7", JT O'Brien. And 6'4" forward, sophomore Connor Davis.
Thank you, Micah. Once again, a packed house at Park Heritage tonight. Playing in their traveling grays will be the Riverton Park Panthers, trimmed out in burgundy and white. Park Heritage with their home white uniforms, trimmed in black and a touch of gray. It'll be JT O'Brien, Pearson Barnes in the center circles to start things. Clearly a height advantage for Park Heritage. O'Brien listed at 6'7", Barnes at 6 foot. Tipped in the backcourt, controlled by the Wolves. High pick and roll. Ferguson has a lane to the basket. Has a shot blocked by Harrison. It'll remain Wolves basketball. Landon will inbound underneath the basket. Box set. Ball comes in to O'Brien. Works off the screen to Newnham. Now Petrillo on the baseline. He dribbles out front. Hands off to Ferguson. Sends the ball in the post to O'Brien. Back to Ferguson. Tries to work baseline. Good defense by Barnes. Ball on the backside. It's Newnham driving. Flips it out front to Petrillo. Ball gets reversed again. Davis is going to fire a three. He knocks down his first shot. And a quick 3-0 lead for the Wolves. Good patience on the offensive end as they run 45 seconds off the clock. It'll be Hazard working against Ferguson out front. To Harrison at the top of the key. Ball's handed off to Barrasco. They now work it in the post to Harrison against O'Brien. He draws a double team. Shot block, weak side help by Davis is effective. Loose ball picked up by the Wolves. Petrillo open for three. His shot on the way. It's good. So a quick 6-0 lead for Park Heritage as they have connected on two straight three-point field goals. Hazard works up the right side to Lawson. His shot short. He follows it up, gets the rebound, has the shot blocked by O'Brien, picked up by Ferguson. Up the near side to Newnham. Landon fires a three. It's good. Quick 9-0 lead. Timeout for Riverton Park. It's a Valley Pro Construction 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back. Park Heritage leads 9-0 over Riverton Park on 104.9 at WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs, contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. And Mike, I don't know that you could have drawn up a better start if you're Park Heritage. They've hit three consecutive three-point field goals. They've jumped out to a 9-0 lead a minute and a half into the ball game. So if you were going to script something, I'm not sure you would script it quite so well. Barnes from 15. His shot won't go. Rebound to O'Brien. And as he sends the outlet pass to Noonan, Hazard steps in the passing lane, deflects the ball out of bounds, but it does remain Wolves basketball. Ferguson will work the point against Barnes. Comes near side. Top of the key is Petrillo. Newman drives the baseline. Gets inside the defense. His reverse shot. Good off glass. Lead is up to 11. Nice catch and finish by Atkinson. Ball was actually tipped. He caught it in the air. Put it up with the left hand on the back side of the basket. That gets the Panthers on the board. They trail by 9, 11-2. 2.5 minutes into our opening quarter at the high post. It's O'Brien. Kicks it to Petrillo. Out front, Noonan. Noonan fires another three. It won't go. O'Brien with the offensive rebound. He's fouled by Atkinson. That'll send JT to the free throw line. So for O'Brien, I believe that's about three rebounds here early in the ball game. Very active, working both the offensive and defensive boards. First free throw off the heel of the rim for JT. Like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Also your hometown proud, IGA Stores in Rockville and Clinton. And WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. O'Brien connects on the second free throw. Leads at 10. Pressure in the backcourt. It's going to force a turnover. Ferguson with the ball up the floor to Davis with the left hand. It's good.
Jim,
saw this against North Vermillion. A lot of pressure all over the floor was very effective for Park Heritage. Hazard up the floor to Barnes. Barnes can't finish. Atkinson has the ball stripped, picked up by Ferguson. Wolves will slow things down. Ferguson walks it into the front court. On the near wing, it's Davis. Davis works against Lawson, gets in the paint, puts the shot up. We'll see if the foul's on the shot or on the floor. We'll say it was on the shot. Foul is on Barnes. That will send it Davis to the free throw line.
I think Park Heritage has given Riverton Park a different look each time down the court so far. That was a little bit of motion.
First free throw off the hill of the rim. Like Fake Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. And the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Second free throw off the hill of the rim. Good rebound by Barnes as he gets the ball at its peak. Carrasco with the ball in the lane. Turnaround jumper. Soft touch. Gets the roll. Much needed basket for the Panthers. Cuts the lead to 10 at 14-4. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in our opening quarter. Homecoming at Park Heritage. Davis works the baseline. He's going to be fouled as he got a step on Lawson. That'll be the first on Lawson. Second on the team. It'll be B.J. Hopton in the ballgame for Coach Simmons. He'll replace Lawson.
Like you said, Barrasco is going to have to do a lot more of that tonight if Riverton's going to get back into this game here.
What a move by Davis. Panthers anticipated him getting the ball, then handing it off to Newman. He faked the handoff, split the defense, got a layup inside. Leads it 12, 16 at 4. Panthers in the front court. It's Hazard in between the circles. Comes near side to Hopper. Now Atkinson at the key on the back side to Hazard. Sends it on the baseline. Marosco gets inside the defense. His shot short. Davis with the rebound. Connor finds Landon. Landon in the front court. Works up the left side. Puts a shot up. It's off the mark. Rebound for the Panthers. Quickly up the floor. Hazard at the top of the key. Verasco open. He buries the shot. He has two straight baskets for the Panthers. That's cut the lead to 9 at 16-7. On the high post, Davis. They try to run the backdoor play with Newnham. He gets the ball, but nowhere to go. Sends it to Petrillo. It's now Davis in the corner. He fires a three. It's too hard. Good hustle. They'll say the ball was last touched by O'Brien. It would be Panther basketball. Good hustle by both big men. You can block out, but you get a long rebound. It's hard to hold it and maintain a good position for that long a period of time to hold somebody off. Atkinson initially in pretty good position, but lost it on the long rebound. Verasco fires a three. Jonathan can't connect. Ball tipped in the air. They'll say last touched by the Panthers. Park Heritage basketball.
Riverton Park can get a stop here, Jim, and then come back with a basket. I mean, they're right back in this game, down 7 here early.
Yeah, I think the big thing is you've got to withstand, you know, the level of energy that Park Heritage played with and hit some shots early, created some energy. You know, there's going to be a lot of runs in a ball game. Hazard gets a basket in transition. That cuts a 12-point lead down to 7 at 16-9. Ferguson up the left side with the shot. It won't go. Rebound, Verasco. Jonathan in the middle of the floor to Atkinson. Has a lane to the basket. His reverse layup good. So Chelsea's going to call a timeout. It's a 30-second Valley Pro Construction timeout. Leads down to 5. 16-11 Park Heritage. We'll be right back on 104.9 at WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future Rex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future Rex Industries.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Back to live action. Shot by Petrillo in the corner, comes up short. Rebound to the Panthers. Hazard's going to be fouled on the drive. Foul will be on Ferguson. That'll be his first on Park Heritage in the first quarter.
Foul on Riley Ferguson, his first.
It'll be Jack Gooch replacing J.T. O'Brien. First substitution of the ball game. Ian Kyle came in the ball game for Coach Simmons. Hazard cans a three in the far corner. Leads down to 2, 16-14 in favor of Park Heritage. Ball comes near wing to Gooch, out front Petrillo. They'll reverse the ball on the backside to Ferguson. He finds Newnham. Newnham works the dribble. And the foul will be on Ian Kyle. Be the first on Ian. That's the fourth on the team.
If Park Heritage continues to pound it down low here, Jim will be in the bonus here in no time here in the first half.
Pass from Gooch to Davis in the post. Shot won't go. Rebound Verasco. Jonathan with good position inside. Has the ball knocked away, but it's picked up by Hazard. Back to Jonathan. Steps up to the three-point line. Good closeout by Davis. They now send it in the post to Verasco. They found a mismatch. Jonathan gets the basket to go. We're tied at 16. Well, 12 straight for Riverton Park. They trailed 16-4. They fought back to tie the game up. Now it's an illegal screen on Petrillo. Turnover will give the ball back to the Panthers with an opportunity for the last shot of the quarter. O'Brien's going to return for Coach Shelsky. As will Braden Hartman. Davis and Petrillo will head to the bench.
Does River can hold for one here, Jim?
I'll tell you what, philosophically I say yes, but you don't see that nearly as often as what we used to. 20 seconds on the clock. Ball in the post to Verasco. He draws the double team. He'll back the ball out. Clock down to 15. Hazard goes to get the ball near the 10-second line. Clock down to 10. He's going to get a high ball screen from Verasco. Fakes the shot. Gives it up to Jonathan on the drive. His runner on the way. It won't go. Rebound O'Brien. We've played one. We're tied at 16. We'll be back for second quarter action at 104.9. WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. Jim Foster, Michael Williams. As we get set for quarter two, we're tied at 16. What a start for the Panthers. Ran out to an 11-0 lead. Led by as many as 12 at 16-4, but currently Panthers on a 12-0 run. They've tied the ball game at 16 through 8 minutes. To begin this quarter for Coach Simmons and the Panthers, it'll be Kyle, Barnes, Hopton, Lawson, and Harrison. The Park Heritage, it's Davis, Gooch, Ferguson, O'Brien, and Noonan. It's a turnover for the Panthers. Another change in defense by Park Heritage in that possession. Looked like it confused the Panthers a little bit. Forces a turnover on the baseline. Park Heritage with the basketball. They look to take the lead. We're tied at 16. Noonan fires the three. His shot's short. Harrison with good position. Thought he had the rebound. Ball's loose. They'll say last touch by the Panthers. I would say one thing that we've seen early. Officials are going to let them play a little
right.
bit. And as long as they're consistent with it, I like that in this type of ball game. Breakdown on the inbound defensively. An easy pass comes into Davis. He kisses the shot off the glass. Park Heritage with the two-point lead at 18-16. Trap out front. Ball knocked away. Hopton picks it up. Throws it over the top of the defense to Barnes. Kyle finds himself in a trap, able to get it to Hopton. DJ works around the defense. Kicks it to Lawson. On the backside, Kyle, spin dribble, gets the defense in the air. Hopton drives, his jumper on the way. It's too hard. Ball loose, last touch by Harrison. It'll be Park Heritage basketball. Much better possession there against the trapping defense. But could not hit the shot. Beach on the far wing. Ball comes near side to Ferguson. Now Newnham, his jumper on the way. It's short. Davis with the rebound. Has the ball on the baseline. Hook shot won't go. Weak side rebound to Hopton. Hopton works it up in the middle of the floor. Lawson open at the top of the key. He'll fire the shot. It's too hard. Ball poked loose by Hopton to Harrison with the left-handed spin shot. His shot good. We're tied at 18.
I didn't particularly care for any of the shots on the past two possessions, but they did clean up there.
Nice high-low. Davis with the reverse shot. It's good. A lot of English on that shot. Park Heritage regains the lead. They lead by two, 2018. Barnes on the drive. His runner good. We're tied at 20. Now we have a seesaw battle. We go back and forth. Tied for the third time in this quarter. Ferguson fires a three at the top of the key. It's off the mark. Rebound Harrison. Harrison to Hopton. B.J. works up the right side of the floor. Sends it near side. Barnes. Step back three on the way. Rattles in and out. Rebound to Ferguson. Chelsky encourages the Wolves to push the ball. Now Newnham on the baseline. His jumper's good for three. And Ferguson the assist. Park Heritage regains the lead. It's by three, 23-20. Ball knocked away. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Hopton. Coach Simmons is Roscoe, Hazard, both on the bench for over 3 minutes here in the quarter. It's going to be a charge. Harrison with the push-off. Good position by O'Brien.
Back to your point on the officials, Jim, I think they've done a great job controlling the game early here and letting them play. We don't even know they're out there, and that's the way you like it.
Roscoe, Atkinson, Hazard into the ballgame for the Panthers. Ferguson in between the circles. Bounce pass to O'Brien. Sends it on the backside to Davis. They have a back cut to Newnham. It's good for layup. Defense was slow to rotate. Allowed Landon to get to the basket. He gets the easy one. Park Heritage by five, 25-20. Roscoe works the right side off the dribble with the left-hand shot. It was blocked by Davis, but they'll say it was a block under the basket on Gooch. That's going to send Roscoe to the free throw line. I'd like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Excuse me. And Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Good minutes for Gooch off the bench. Austin Petrillo will replace him. Park Heritage was on a 5-0 run. Verosco good on the second free throw as well. Cuts the lead to three at 25-22. 4:20 to go before half. Invite you to stay tuned to our halftime show sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and Diverter Funeral Home. Both of those businesses located in Cayuga. Speaking of Cayuga, we'll be there Tuesday night for girls basketball sectional action. We've got a good one, folks. The host school, the North Vermillion Lady Falcons, will play Park Heritage Lady Wolves in the opening game. Hit him with another three from the identical spot in the corner.
It doesn't take long for him to get going.
Roscoe fires a deep three. His shot off the mark. Rebound Atkinson. Put back no good. Lawson with the rebound. As he goes up for the shot, he's fouled from behind. I believe it'll be on Newnham. So good work on the boards by the Panthers. Nope, though we'll say that there's not a 30 on the floor. There's no 30. Yeah, 30's going to the free throw line. The foul was on 21. So Garrett to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He connects on the first. Like Think Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in KU. Getting the Walsh Lobsters in Covington and at Clinton. Garrett good on the second free throw as well. 4-point advantage for the Wolves, 28-24. 3.5 minutes to go in quarter two. Petrillo with the ball from 10. Shot won't go. Offensive put back by O'Brien, no good. Good work on the boards. Too hard on the shot. Pulled out by Lawson. By Verasco. Verasco to Lawson. Lawson gets the basket. Cuts the lead to 2 at 28-26. Mark Heritage will slow things down in the front court. Newnham near side to Ferguson. It's now Davis with the basketball. Petrillo on the drive. Bump on the side from Hazard. Braylon will draw the foul. That'll be his first. Opting in the ball game. He'll replace Hazard.
Started out as a game as long runs here, and we put together a couple short spurts by both teams in the second.
Much better defense in this possession. As Park Heritage ran the same type of play. This time it did not fool the defense of the Panthers. They come up with the turnover. And on the loose ball that's picked up by Atkinson inside, Landon picks up his second foul here in the first half. In the front court, Verasco on the drive, pulls up for the short jumper. It won't go. He gets the rebound as nobody blocks him out. Putback comes up short, but he is going to go to the free throw line. I believe the foul was on Petrillo.
Yep, okay. That's his second as well.
So very quickly, Jack Gooch off the bench for Coach Shelsky. Roscoe good on the first free throw. I would like to thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, and Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Now Jonathan with his free throw, an opportunity to tie the ball game. It would be six straight for the Panthers with this free throw. It's off the mark. Davis with the rebound. Well, here in the first half, every time Park Heritage is pulled away, Panthers have had an answer. Ball in the post. Kick to Davis. Davis for three. His shot off the heel of the rim. Rebound Barnes. Hands the ball off to Verasco. Jonathan in the front court. Gets in the lane. Kicks to Barnes. Barnes fires a three. His shot good. I believe the biggest lead of the ball game for the Panthers. They lead by two, 30-28. Ball in the post. We'll say last touch by O'Brien. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Both teams have played pretty clean basketball tonight. A few missed shots here and there, but turnover-wise, they each have four. So, like I said, defense hasn't been a huge factor to this point, just some missed shots.
That's been a good competitive ball game, much like we expected. Probably the thing that surprised us was the quick start of Park Heritage. It looked like they were going to run away early. But Panthers able to withstand that run, hang in the ball game. Barnes for another three-point shot. It won't go. And on the backside of the basket, ball last touched by the Panthers. It'll be Wolves basketball. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Ferguson out front, top of the key, Davis. Davis on the back cut to Newnham. Once again, they get a layup. Got to recognize weak side defense has to rotate much quicker. That's the second time they've ran that play that's resulted in a layup for Newnham. We're tied at 30. Pocket a minute. Atkinson gets around the defense. He gets to the basket. His shot good. He's fouled on the shot. That's going to send Alex to the free throw line. Foul is on Ferguson. That'll be his second. So several players with two fouls. Three now for Park Heritage. It is the seventh on the team. Free throw off the mark. Gooch with the rebound. Gives it up to Noonan. Landon in between the circles. Works against Hopton. Brings it near side to Ferguson. Good pass from Hartman out front to Davis. Davis gets the shot. He's fouled. Not so sure the foul didn't come after the shot. Now they're going to say it was on the shot. Foul's on Atkinson.
I would agree with you on that, Jim. I thought that may have been a basket and then a foul and then the ball out of bounds and maintain possession there. But
on Atkinson, his second. Davis can't get the free throw to go. We're tied at 32. Panthers with the basketball. 40 seconds remains in the first half. Barnes to Hazard. It's now Verosco. He'll work the baseline. He pulls up from 15. His shot short. Not sure if it's partially blocked. Hopton tries to work around the block out. Gets a hand on the ball. It goes out of bounds. Park Heritage with the basketball. 30 seconds to go in quarter two.
Coach Shelsky adamant about one shot here.
I'd like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Reach out front to Hartman. Comes near side to Ferguson. Clock down to 15. Riley works the ball in between the circles. Comes near side Hartman. Back to Ferguson. Box inside of five. Ferguson to Gooch. Gooch on the backside. Noonan fires a three. His shot off the rim. We've played two. We're tied at 32. It's been a great first half here at Park Heritage Middle School. We invite you to stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, the Berger Funeral Home Halftime Show on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We're tied at 32. It's been a game of runs here in this Wabash River Conference battle, but quite honestly, not surprised at the end of 16 minutes that we're tied at 32. I think what surprised us, probably as much as anything, Micah, was how Park Heritage raced out to a quick 11-0 lead, got hot from behind the arc, hit three of their first four shots, and really created a high level of energy. But as I mentioned, a lot of credit to Riverton Park for withstanding, you know, the run. You expect those type of things, especially when you're playing on the road. And one of the things that I wrote down as the key to this ball game is Riverton Park needed to try to keep the crowd out of the ball game. But what a job of getting the crowd in the ball game by Park Heritage early.
That's correct. And we saw a lot of pressure from them early that created a couple of early turnovers, and then they've fallen back into they've shown a couple of different looks of man-to-man and some zone defense on, you know, you mentioned the trap down here. But in that first half, like you said, overall, Riverton Park did a very good job of keeping the crowd, they have a nice crowd here themselves tonight, out of the ball game and working their way back into it midway and in the latter part of that first quarter.
Well, a very important ball game for both of these teams. As we said, each team looking for their first win in conference play here tonight, but I think probably even a little bit bigger than that, looking to create some momentum as, you know, we start hitting that stretch run. You know, on boys basketball, just a short time, we'll be having sectional draw. It'll be sectional time for the boys. As we mentioned, sectional draw for girls took place last Sunday. We will be on air on a Tuesday night from North Vermillion to bring you North Vermillion and Park Heritage. That'll be a great opening round ball game. Clearly wasn't the draw that we were hoping for, but you have to live with what you get, and it's going to be an important ball game for both teams. As we mentioned, North Vermillion ranked in, the top 10, I think, now. They were 11. They may have snuck into the top 10. Park Heritage 12-12 on the year, which I think it's been a very good year for Park Heritage. A quality win last week on the road at Attica. Attica coming into the season, probably the preseason conference favorite, probably the preseason sectional 53 favorite. Park Heritage played North Vermillion extremely well at North Vermillion early in the year, actually led the ball game down to about the three-minute mark. North Vermillion pulled away late to win by, I believe, 6 points. So we expect a very exciting sectional there at North Vermillion beginning next week on Tuesday. Let's take a quick commercial break. Here from Park Heritage at Middle School. Once again, it's boys basketball tonight. This WRC conference matchup between Park County Schools is a good one. We're tied at 32. We'll be right back on 104.9 at WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Walk back to Park Heritage Middle School, down to the four-minute mark. Riverton Park returning for the floor for their warm-ups here as we get set for second-half action. Micah, about a recap of statistics from the first half.
Yeah, overall, Jim, like I mentioned right before the half, both teams had four turnovers in that first half, and it was pretty cleanly played overall. Riverton Park ended up with 6 fouls in the first half, whereas Park Heritage had 17 fouls, two each on Petrillo, Ferguson, and Noonan. The Panthers, who are the guests on the scoreboard, shot 5 of 7 from the free throw line, good for about 70%. They shot 60% from the field, 10 of 18 from two-point range, 3 of 9 from three-point range. Leading scorers for Riverton Park in that first half, I have Ferrasco down for 10. I have Atkinson at 6, Barnes at 5, Hazard at 5, and Lawson and Harris, Harrison with 4 and Lawson with 2. Taking a look at the other side of the ball, the Park Heritage Wolves, who are the home team here tonight, shot a total of 12 for 26 from the field. They were 5 of 11, good for 45% from behind the three-point line, and 7 of 15 in two-point range. They are 2 for 5, which is a little bit of a difference in the game at this point, whereas Riverton Park was 5 for 7. Leading scorers for the Wolves, Noonan caught fire there towards the end of the first half. I have him with 15 in the game. I have Davis with 13 for the Wolves, and then Petrillo with a 3, and O'Brien with a free throw.
Thank you, Micah. Taking a look at trying to pick up some scores at halftime. Linton has posted 53 and held Eastern Green to 21. Once again, that game is at halftime. North Davies 33-22 over Clay City. That game also at halftime. Bloomfield, two better than North Central, 20-18 at the half. That's all I've got, Mike. Anything that you come up with?
I'm having a hard time getting my Twitter account.
Hard time getting reception.
Yep.
Let's take a quick look at other action on the boys' basketball side of things tonight. Benton Central is at Seager. Faith Christian at Fountain Central. Big WRC matchup at Covington tonight. North Vermillion on the road. A battle of teams that just have one loss in conference play. Also, South Vermillion on the road at Shackenback. Tomorrow night, Attico will travel to North Montgomery. Benton Central will be at Fountain Central. Seager at Armstrong of Illinois. South Newton at Covington. South Vermillion travels to North Putnam. As we mentioned, next week is girls' sectional basketball, so what you typically see, girls' basketball on Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday is a night for boys' basketball. Attica will play back here at Park Heritage, Riverton Park at Seager, South Vermillion at North Vermillion. And then there will be Saturday afternoon games for girls. One other update on our Future X Industry scoreboard, South Vermillion 55-29 over Shackamack, that game midway through quarter three. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Inverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We'll be right back for third quarter action from Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 at WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. We're tied at 32 as we get set to start our third eight-minute segment. Here in the ball game, Park Heritage with the basketball. Petrillo, Noonan, O'Brien, Davis, and Ferguson. Same five they open the ball game with. For Coach Simmons, Hazard, Verasco, Lawson, Harrison, and Barnes. His five, first possession. Good job by Verasco. Gets a hand on the ball. It's a turnover. Verasco with the basketball in the lane. Comes near side, Lawson. Gets around the defense. Drop off pass to Harrison. Harrison to Hazard. Spin dribble. No place to go. Looks for help. Barnes comes. Now the Panthers are going to reset the offense. Good defense by Park Heritage. Now Hazard on the dribble to the near wing. He'll skip back side, Lawson. Garrett open for three. His shot short. Noonan with the rebound, landed into the front court. It's a high ball screen from O'Brien. He'll back it out. Good hedge by the defense. No place to go. Petrillo to Davis. Davis from 15. His jumper looks good, but it's off the heel of the rim. Rebound pulled out by Jonathan. Verasco into the front court to Lawson. Thinks about another three. Decides not to take the shot. Gets it up. Gets it back. It's now Hazard. Brandon puts it on the floor. His shot blocked by Davis. Loose ball picked up by Lawson. Verasco gives it up to Hazard. Gets a screen from Lawson. And his pass goes through the hands of Harrison. Loose ball picked up by Davis. Now defense dominating the early stages here in the third quarter. We've played about a minute and 50 seconds. O'Brien fires a 15-footer. It won't go. Harrison with the rebound. Gives it up to Verasco. Jonathan walks it up the floor. Clears the 10-second line as he works against Noonan. Now Hazard with the basketball. Harrison steps outside of the post to get the basketball. Now they go ball reverse with the Barnes. Good defense by Petrillo. Now Verasco on the near wing. Trying to clear the, get the set he's looking for. He gets the screen, crossover dribble. And on the pass, he's fouled. And he put the shot up. I think it went to the free throw line. Fouls on Ferguson. That's going to be the third on Riley. Now to bring Jack Gooch into the ball game for Coach Shelsky.
I think the goal was to slow the ball game down for Riverton Park. They've done that, but they've been unsuccessful in getting shot attempts here early in the third.
Ball comes in play. Hazard goes to get it. Backs it in between the circles. Hands off to Barnes. Now a weave set for the Panthers. They continue to work the ball side to side. And as Hazard tries to work it up the left side, he's called for carrying the basketball. That's going to bring Hopton in the ball game. Still tied at 32. We've played almost 3 minutes. At this point in the first quarter, I believe Park Heritage had about 16 points. They had ran out to a big lead. Davis has the shot blocked by Harrison. He goes to the floor. No call to remain Wolves basketball.
Each team 0 for 2 from the field here in the third. Each team with a couple turnovers.
Ball comes in deep to Petrillo. He sends it in the post area to O'Brien. Back to Petrillo. Works the lane. Davis for three. Off the heel of the rim. Long rebound Barnes. It's a race to the basket. Barnes with the shot. It won't go. He's fouled. It's going to be on Petrillo. That will be his third. So that's the second player here in the last minute to pick up their third foul.
I couldn't
Barnes
see.
Connects on the first free throw.
I couldn't see where from where I sit. Did he get him from behind there?
I'm not sure either. I thought the foul might be on Davis, but it was on Petrillo. They were both there. But a lot of credit to Barnes. Very quick with the basketball. Got a step on the defense. Got it to the basket. He connects with both free throws. First points of the second half. Riverton Park by two. Nice give and go between Noonan and Davis. Davis with the basket on the backside. We're tied at 34. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. We'll get the half-court trap again. This time Barnes on the drive. Shot won't go. Harrison with the putback is good. I like the trap, but in the paint, you have a hard time blocking out. We've seen that. Gooch on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound to Harrison. Now Verasco with the basketball. We'd like to thank WTHI-TV, Depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on, and Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Panthers with the basketball. They lead by two. In no hurry offensively. Lawson takes a look in the post. He'll send it out front to Verasco. Can't hear through the microphones, but Coach Simmons pretty adamant in the offensive set he's looking to get. Ball in the corner to Hopton. Out front, Barnes. Lawson open in the corner for three. His shot short. Ball loose. Rebound Barnes with the putback. He's fouled. And that's going to be foul number four on Petrillo. That'll bring Braden Hartman off the bench for Coach Shelsky. Barnes connects on the first free throw. Atkinson off the bench for the Panthers. He'll replace Lawson. Like Bank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Second free throw rolls off the rim. Rebound Davis. As he's falling out of bounds, he gives it up to Newnham. Landed into the front court with the left hand. His right hand shot as he gets under the defense is good. Cuts the lead to one. Panthers lead 37-36. We're inside the 3 minute mark here in our third quarter. Roscoe out front, works against Hartman. Pass on the backside to Harrison, gets it back, fires a three, shot off the mark. And it's going to be a jump ball between Harrison and O'Brien. I don't think there was really anything dirty there. Both players going after the ball hard.
Got the fan section into it here.
Yeah, good job. Good job of officiating, too. They call the players in to talk to them, and didn't really appear to me that the players were too upset. Just a good hustle play. Possession does go to the Panthers. Ball comes into Verasco. We get a screen from Harrison, picks the dribble up. Barnes on the drive to Atkinson outside the three-point line. Tries to work the baseline. Passes on the backside. Hazard in the post to Harrison. Has the ball poked away. Picked up by Newman. Landed on the move at the free throw line to Gooch. Gooch to Hartman. Sends it in the post to Davis. Good defense by Verasco. He took the post away, knocked the ball out of bounds. Park Heritage with the basketball. Gooch out front. Back to Newman. In the post, Davis. Hook shot on the way. It rolls in. Park Heritage regains the lead at 38-37. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Atkinson at the top of the key to Verasco. Jonathan fires a three. His shot good. And we go back and forth. This time it's Panthers by two, 40-38. We're down to a minute 30 in quarter three. Newnham pulls up from 17. His jumper good. We're tied at 40. Got to hedge that screen. Try to take that jumper away. Atkinson, beautiful pass inside. Bounced it in between two players to Harrison. Logan works to the back side of the lane. He gets the shot. Panthers by two, 42-40.
Pace starting to pick up here late in the third quarter.
Ball poked away on the backside, picked up by Hazard. Foul on the far side. It's going to come on Gooch on Jack. That will be his second. That'll be the fourth on the team. Riverton Park has yet to pick up a foul in the half. In the backcourt, the ball comes into Hazard. Brandon near wing to Verasco. Looks in the post to Harrison, sends it out front to Atkinson. It's now Hazard in the post to Harrison. He draws the double team, kicks it to Hazard, open for three. Brandon's shot won't go, and it's going to be Atkinson with the foul. It's going to be his third. He's got to recognize when he doesn't have position. He's got to back off. He's played well, but if you're saddled with foul problems, it really affects how aggressive you can play. That is the first on the Panthers here in the half. 1-4 low set for Coach Shelsky. Newnham with the basketball. They'll hold for one. Clock down to 15. Hartman picks the dribble up, able to get it back to Landon. Landon on the dribble out front. You have to believe he's going to draw a double team. High ball screen. Crossover dribble. Gooch in the corner. Jack shot good. He'll close out the quarter with a three-point field goal. And for Jack, his first basket of the ball game gives Park Heritage the lead 43-42 as we head to quarter four. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Hot deals are waiting for you these cold days at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on boneless bottom round roast, pork butt roast, and lean ground beef. Save on Ortega products, Progresso soups, IGA Texas toast, garlic bread, fruit, salads, coleslaw, and more. Warm up with tasty meals from your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School. 8 minutes on the clock. Wouldn't be surprised, Micah, if we end up playing a little more. This game has gone back and forth. We've had many, many ties in this one. Three-point field goal by Goose to close out quarter number three. Puts the Panthers in front, 43-42. Park Heritage with the basketball. Lob pass well defended by Riverton Park. They'll say ball was last touched by Davis. It'll be Riverton Park basketball.
It's been fun to watch here go back and forth. You have a lot of different sets on the floor, both offensively and defensively. You have a lot of different pace going on here. I think it's going to be whoever can be dominant in this fourth quarter with controlling the pace of this game that might have the final say come down the stretch.
Clearly from a broadcaster's perspective, these are the type of games that we enjoy. It's been exciting from the tip. They get the perspiration cleaned up on the far side. Roscoe will inbound to Hazard. Looks like it's man-to-man defense in this possession for the Wolves. Well, it's reversed on the backside to Hazard. Green puts it on the floor. Lawson at the free throw line to Atkinson. His pass deflected. They give it back to Verosco, to Atkinson. They call a block. I think what it might be, I think O'Brien had good position. I'm not sure that he gave him an opportunity to come down.
That's exactly what it was.
That will be his third. I really like what he was thinking and what he was trying to do. Inbound pass to Verosco. Back to Hazard in the post to Lawson. Now Jonathan. Jonathan fires a three. His shot short. Good position and rebound for Davis. Needham with the dribble near side to Gooch. Gooch in the post to O'Brien. Out front to Hartman. It's now Davis on the far ring to Gooch. Back to Hartman. Braden fires a three. It looks good. It is good.
He probably had 10 feet in front of him and the nearest defender, and I don't think they'll do that again.
Well, clearly he was dared to shoot the basketball. We might see a little bit difference in how close they guard him next time. Hazard knocks down a 15-foot jumper. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. Park Heritage 46, Riverton Park 44, 104.9 at WAXI.
What has your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
We've resumed live action. Good luck by Newnham. Can't get the shot to go. Panthers with the basketball. Hazard works the baseline. Scoop pass inside to Atkinson is good for the shot. We're tied at 46. 6 minutes to go in quarter four. Good defense by Hopton. Gets up in the passing lane. Not sure if he deflected the ball, but he clearly got in the vision of Hartman. Goes off for Aiden Tans out of bounds. Panthers with the basketball. Front court comes Hazard to Hopton. On the backside, Atkinson. It's now Hazard with the drive and shot. It's short. Position inside by Lawson. Good. They call a foul. They're going to call it on the floor. Foul is on O'Brien. His second. Probably a good foul if there ever was one. Otherwise, it would have been a basket. Inbound pass to Lawson. And with the back cut, Atkinson gets inside the defense. Alex finishes in the paint. Panthers go back in the lead by two, 48-46. Davis in the key area between his legs. Works up the right side. Scoop pass. He's going to go through the hands of O'Brien out of bounds. Plenty of time. We've snuck inside that 5.5 minute mark in quarter four. Panthers with the basketball, send it in the post area to Lawson. His turnaround jumper, probably not a good decision with O'Brien at 6'7 behind him. Has the shot blocked, picked up by Park Heritage. Unum on the drive to Ferguson. Hands it off to Davis. Would like to thank Park County REMC, or Chesham Engineering Cooperative in Rockville. Turnover. Hopton tracks the ball down in the backcourt. He gets the layup. Panthers by four, 50-46. Also like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd Diverter, Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and Walsh Law Offices in at Covington and Clinton. In the lane, Newnham with the shot. Rolls off the rim. He will head to the free throw line for two. Foul on Atkinson. It's going to be his fourth.
I think, like we talked about at the beginning of this quarter, the pace has been controlled by Riverton Park so far, and forcing a couple turnovers, and Park Heritage has to take a deep breath here and recompose.
Landon connects on the first free throw. Petrello in the ball game will replace Braden Hartman. They'll get the second, an opportunity to cut the lead to two. Shot short, rebound Verasco. 50-47 in favor of Riverton Park. We're down to 4.5 minutes in our final quarter. On the baseline, Lawson with the ball. Picks his dribble up out front to Hopton. Gives it up to Hazard, back to Hopton at the top of the key. Comes near side, Lawson takes a look in the post, well defended. Hands the ball off, and Hazard going to be called for the push-off. Tried to create some space as he worked the sideline. That'll be his second. Opportunity for Park Heritage to draw within either one or possibly even tie the ball game up with a three. Petrillo with the ball outside the three-point line to Newnham. Landon with a turnaround jumper. It's good. Cuts the lead to one at 50-49. It'll be Hopton handling the point duties. Gives it up on the far wing to Hazard. Takes a look in the post. Sends it out front to Lawson. Gets reversed to Hopton. Now it's into Verasco. They're going to say he steps on the end line as he tried to work around the defense. Got the shot up. He was looking to draw the foul. But at least from our angle, it appeared that he did get a little deep on the baseline. So two straight turnovers. Park Heritage with an opportunity to regain the lead. Another backdoor play from Davis to Noonan results in a layup. Park Heritage with a one-point lead, 51-50. This possession is going to take us under 3 minutes in the ball game. Barnes with the drive. His shot short, rebound Park Heritage. They've scored four straight, looking to add to that. Noonan with the jumper. Has it blocked by Verasco. It'll remain Park Heritage basketball. So Simmons will bring in some size. Atkinson and Harrison will replace Hopton and Verasco. Can't believe Jonathan's going to sit on the bench for very long.
No.
Especially if you get a dead ball and an opportunity to get him back in offensively. Good work by Atkinson. Deflects the ball out of bounds. Goes out right in front of the scorer's table. Petrillo sends it into the post to Davis. Hands it back to Petrillo. Gets inside the defense. Shot won't go. O'Brien with the shot. No good. And on the rebound, foul will be on the Panthers. Harrison with the foul. So it will be Park Heritage basketball. They lead by one, 51-50. 2:41 on our clock. Ball comes into Petrillo. Out front, Ferguson. In the post, Davis. Passes on the backside to O'Brien. Puts it on the floor. His jumper good. Moshelski calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. Sponsored by Valley Pro Construction. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back to Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 at WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School, 53-50. Park Heritage with the lead. They've scored six straight after trailing 50-47. It'll be Riverton Park with the basketball. Hazard near side to Barnes. Looks in the post to Harrison. Harrison steps out, going to set a screen. Must have called a five-second call. I didn't see him making the count, but obviously he was. We mentioned it during one of our breaks. We both feel like it's been a very well-officiated ball game. So Riverton, Park Heritage with the basketball. They lead by three. O'Brien on the baseline. Now Davis out front. Might want to run a little clock here. Clock down to 2 minutes.
It'd be nice for Riverton to get a stop here as we're under 2 minutes, like you said. Not necessary, but I think you might see them kind of unraveled a little bit.
Petrillo fires a three. His shot short. Harrison with the rebound. Foul will be on Davis. It will be a one and one. So Harrison to the free throw line. Not sure he's been there tonight. I'd like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. And Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Well, I guess that is just the 16th foul. So we will have no shots. Panthers will take the ball out of bounds. Verasco will re-enter the ball game. We're down to 147. So possessions become very critical at this point of the ball game. Ball comes near side to Verasco. Jonathan uses a screen, kicks it to Barnes. Pearson goes to his right, near side Hazard. Another high ball screen. Little pick and roll. Lawson shot good. Well executed. Lawson, a nice job of recognizing the height that was rotating to him. Pulls up short of the lane. Cuts the lead to one at 53-52. You think it's going to be a very patient possession. Little pulls up. It's a shot from 15. Lead back to 3, 55-52. Hazard on the dribble. Fouled by Ferguson. Yeah, and this time it's got to be a 1-1, doesn't it? Hazard already at the free throw line. So we'll start seeing some offensive and defensive substitutions. Kyle into the ball game for Lawson. Like St. BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Hazard good on the first free throw. He'll get the second. Cuts the lead to two at 55-53. Free throw off the mark. They're going to call Kyle for the foul. That is just a team fifth. That allowed the defense of Riverton Park to set up in the backcourt. Second foul on Ian. Still two fouls away from a bonus situation. Noonan gets behind the defense. It's a race to the basket. He puts the shot off last. It's good. Quick timeout for Coach Shelsky. He used a 30. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back. Park Heritage by 4, 57-53 over Riverton Park, a 104.9 WXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to live action. Shot by Hazard, no good. Save inbounds. Davis in the open court. Leaves control of the ball. Able to pick it up. He dribbles away. He's fouled on the far side. That's going to be the sixth on the Panthers. When you've got the ball, you lead by four. You've got to realize who your free throw shooters are, and that's who you want the ball in the hands of. And if you're the Panthers, you need to recognize who you don't want to have the basketball. And as soon as it's given up, I think you're going to want a foul. It's Davis. Davis out front to Noonan. That's force a foul because they can't get to anybody else. Clearly landing one of the top free throw shooters in the Wabash Valley.
I think they let a little too much time run off the clock there, Jim. I know you don't. I don't want to put the best free throw shooter on the line here, but you've got to. Time's more precious.
9 seconds goes off the clock. Noonan in and out, connects on the free throw. Leads at 5, 58-53. It's going to remain a two-possession ball game. But it will require 2 3-point field goals to tie the game if Landon hits the second free throw. He does not. It's rebounded by Verasco. Panthers need to be in a little more of a hurry. Clock continues to tick. Ball kicked to Lawson. Lawson fires a three. It's short. Long rebound to O'Brien. He fouled immediately. That'll send JT to the free throw line. So we're down to 9 seconds. At this point, I think it's going to be pretty difficult to overcome this kind of deficit. Two free throws here closes out the ball game by O'Brien, but I think Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Free throw off the heel of the rim, rebound Verasco. Jonathan up the right side, pulls up for a three. Good shot, good. Quick timeout by Coach Simmons at 3.1. The Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weiss, Hyde of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hot deals are waiting for you these cold days at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on boneless bottom round roast, pork butt roast, and lean ground beef. Save on Ortega products, Progresso soups, IGA Texas toast, garlic bread, fruit, salads, coleslaw, and more. Warm up with tasty meals from your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Well, welcome back, and in the midst of preparing to go back to live action, we have another timeout on the floor. It is a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it here. Set the scene, 58-56 in favor of Park Heritage. They have the basketball, clock at 3.1. Clearly, your first objective if you're Riverton Park, Mike, is to come up with a steal. Unable to come up with a steal, you've got a foul right away. You can allow as little time to run off the clock as possible. If you're Park Heritage, you have to realize you can run the baseline. Two, unless they find somebody open close to the basketball, I would expect the basketball to be in or down the floor a little bit just to get it away from the basket. So if a steal does occur, it makes it more difficult for the Panthers to be able to score here at the end of regulation. It will be Davis to inbound the ball. Petrillo with the screen. Now the screen comes for Noonan. And it's going to be a foul on Kyle. That's going to send Landon to the free throw line. I like the foul. No time runs off the clock. Once again, two free throws here would close out the ball game. It is a 1-1.
That was about the best situation that Riverton could have hoped for there, and they need him obviously to miss one of these.
Well, with 3 seconds on a rebound here, you could probably get the ball to about midcourt and get a shot. Landon connects on the first free throw. That makes it a 3-point ball game. That does take a little bit of pressure, and a lot of coaches will choose. We have another stoppage of play. It's a timeout, a full timeout, but we're going to go ahead and keep it here with the fact that we have just 3.1 remaining. So let's talk about this situation. A 3-point ball game, if you hit the free throw, the game's over. If you don't hit the free throw, as the ball comes up the floor, I will almost wager you that Coach Chelsea right now is saying we are going to foul. Send the Panthers to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 situation rather than giving them attempt at a 3-point shot. We've seen that happen more and more in basketball.
Just have to be careful that Riverton's not anticipating that and tries to throw up a three-quarter court I believe if the ball
I'm sure that was part of the discussion as well. So landing at the free throw line. Free throw closes out the ball game, gives Park Heritage a four-point lead. He connects. And now if you're defensively, you just back off. Barrasco fires a deep shot. It comes up short. We've gone final. Park Heritage with their first conference win of the year, 60-56, over Riverton Park in an outstanding ball game for Park Heritage Middle School. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll bring you our Fountain Trust post-game show on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermilion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball post-game show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Back to Park Heritage Middle School and our Fountain Trust post-game show. It's been a great ball game tonight, folks. We've gone final. Park Heritage wins on their winter homecoming, 60-56, in an outstanding Park County basketball game. It's one of those games that both teams played well enough that they deserve to win. But, you know, a lot of credit goes to both teams for many reasons. But kind of run through the highlights. Park Heritage races out to 11-0 lead and leads by as many as 12. They scored 16 points in about the first 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the first quarter. Looked at that point, they were on pace for better than a 30-point first quarter, but a lot of credit to Riverton Park. They used a timeout. They answered the bell down 12. They run off 12 straight points to close out the quarter, tie the ball game up by at 16. We're tied at 32. It's a one-point game heading into the final quarter. Ball game ends 5-4 very easily. Could have went either way. We could have went into overtime, but a lot of credit to both of these teams. They played extremely hard. They played good basketball for 32 minutes.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Jim. And, you know, there wasn't one dominant quarter for either team here tonight. As you know, first half, they both scored 16 apiece in each quarter, and then the second half, you know, Park Heritage outscores them by one in one quarter and then three in another quarter. I think down the stretch, Landon Noonan was the difference here for Park Heritage. They had a number of players, you know, step up, but he was ice at the free throw line, and he made a nice pull-up jumper from the left side of the free throw line there with just under a minute to go. It was a great ball game, like you said, and we very easily could be playing a few more minutes right now.
Well, these are the kind of games that make you better as a team. There are things that happen tonight that both of these ball clubs can take and move forward. They can feel good about it, and you know, they can be difference makers. The sectional this year at North Vermilion, it's going to be a fun sectional. Faith Christian probably the one team that probably would be the least likely to win, but of your other four teams, going to be very, very competitive. All four teams have played well against each other. Hang on a second. Coach Chelsky's out here. I'm just going to let him know we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap our stuff up. Coach, we're going to wrap things up, take a break, then we'll get to you, okay? But it's going to be fun because we have four teams, I think, that can be extremely competitive in that sectional. And I, you know, you may be a favorite based on your record, but I think based on your body of work during the case of the season, you know, may prove a little bit different. Well, let's take a quick commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. Coach Shelsky's joined us. We'll have a word with him. We'll be right back in about a minute to Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 at WAFI.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery.
I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our members and inform you that we have recently expanded our Power Moves rebate program. We now rebate heat pump water heaters, mini split heating and cooling units, and variable speed pool pumps. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Park Heritage Middle School, joined by head coach of Park Heritage, Coach Shelsky. Congratulations, a good win tonight. First win in the conference, 60-56. Now, as I was telling Micah, so many positives happened tonight that you can use as you move forward and really make your stretch run and getting ready for tournament play.
Yeah, that was a much needed win. Obviously, we've been on a little bit of a snide, and you know, we got a bunch of guys out and things like that, and you know, had another guy that had to sit tonight for another reason. So we were, you know, short bench, and gosh, what production we got out of some of those guys. You know, obviously Landon and Connor, you know, carried us, and they should. You know, they're our guys. But, man, what production we got out of Jack Gooch, the production we got out of Braden Hartman, just playing huge minutes. And, you know, we needed it. And like you said, a lot of positives out of this game. The start was tremendous. You know, although, you know, the one thing that we've been harping on these guys, you know, the start was probably counterproductive to what we've been harping on. We have a tendency to take a lot of quick shots and have a lot of quick possessions. And I'll be darned if we came out and hit our first three threes. And we probably got a little ahead of ourselves offensively because up 16-4, you know, I felt like if we could have just ran some offense, maybe the game stayed a little bit separated for a little bit longer. But, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing a close game in January and, you know, sectional opponent and all that. So, yeah, really positive win.
A great job, I think, with that quick start. You got the crowd in the ball game. You're on pace for about a 35-point quarter.
Yeah, it was there for a while. Awful high scoring for this group.
But I agree with you. I think you start hitting those shots. Then when they don't start falling, you allow the other team to get back in the ball. And you expected Riverton Park to get back in the ball game. You didn't expect to blow them out.
There's not a team that's improved more from November 15th or whatever to today than Riverton Park. I mean, you know, and you know, part of it was natural, but you know, I think part of it, Mitch has got to, you know, given a lot of credit. He's got his guys, you know, they're disciplined on offense, they're running stuff, you know, and their guys have bought into that. But you know, they only returned one varsity player. The rest of those guys were all JV guys last year, so they had to get their feet wet. And you know, it's a big difference between JV basketball and varsity basketball. And absolutely, they're a team that, you know, they've played everybody tough. They went up to Covington 3 weeks ago and played them tough. Attica's tied right now for the lead in our conference, who's beaten Covington, and they played them tough 2 weeks ago. So yeah, they've been playing well. And you know, they've got some pretty good weapons offensively, and their guys can shoot it. Even some of their big guys can shoot it pretty well. It makes them hard to guard. And so a lot of credit to them as well.
Yeah, 31 points tonight from Newnham. Davis with 17. Obviously, those two lead you offensively. But you know, you hit on something that I was going to as well. Gooch and Hartman off the bench. You know, statistically, they're not gonna show up big in a box.
Yeah, but they both
hit
huge threes.
Two of the biggest shots.
The two biggest threes in the game, maybe.
That closes out the third quarter with a three. And Hartman, they're just daring to shoot the basketball.
Yep.
And you got to like that when they want to play off of you and somebody knocks down a
team. Well, and that's what I told our guys after the game. That was a great team win because Braden's a great kid, and I wish I could play him more. Unfortunately for Braden, he's on a team full of a bunch of post players, and, you know, those other post players are probably a little more athletic, a little taller, you know, a little better. He's a great kid, though, and he practices his butt off every day, and that was such an awesome reward to see him get out there tonight and get some minutes, and not only that, but then hit a huge shot. And he hit some of those in practice. I was actually surprised he hesitated as much as he did, but Braden being Braden and the team guy that he is, he's hurt us all week, and especially me, reverse the basketball, move the basketball, and I'm sure glad he pulled the trigger and hit it, and you know, super proud of both of those guys.
Well, those are the guys, you need those kind of kids on your team, because those are the kids that work so hard during the course of the week to make you better, to prepare you, you know, for game night on Friday and Saturday night. Well, Coach, a quick look about what you got here the next couple weeks.
Well, we got Attica here next Thursday, and you know, girls sectional week, so a short week. You know, like I said earlier, they're tied for the lead in the conference, and if we don't beat them, I think they tie for the championship. I think
they're currently 4-1.
They've got two more games. They've got us and South Vermillion, I think. That's right. Are they 4-1 or 5?
They're 4-1.
4-1, yeah. They've got two games left. Us and South Vermillion, and South Vermillion, they play at Attica, so obviously they'll be the favorite there, and they'll be the favorite coming in here too. But they're a really nice team. They've got two of the best, easily the best three or four players in the conference, and Martin and Little, and just total matchup nightmares. They can shoot it, they can drive it, they're big, they're long, they're strong. So, you know, that's going to be a big challenge for us. And then, you know, short turnaround, we play the dreaded Saturday afternoon girls sectional basketball game, you know, for boys at West Vigo Saturday afternoon. And, you know, we've already played them once, and that's going to be obviously a unique game chemistry-wise, because all of our guys will be back, and so we'll have to figure out how that rotation looks and things like that. So big week next week.
Well, you guys are definitely headed in the right direction. We're really excited. I know we're looking a little farther down the road than you are right now, because you've got a lot to get taken care of to get to that point. But sectional 53 is going to be fun.
It's going to be a doozy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's wide open.
All right, Coach, congratulations once again, and good luck until we see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's take another commercial break. We come back, we'll take a look at statistics from this one, and we'll hand out our three post-game awards, update our Future X Industries scoreboard on our Future X, on our Fountain Trust post-game show on 104.9 WAXI.
What has your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to Park Heritage Middle School and our Fountain Trust post-game show. Once again, we've gone final 60-56. Park Heritage, winter homecoming. They win this Wabash River Conference game by 4 over the Riverton Park Panthers. Great game to call if you're a broadcaster. Micah, you've worked hard tonight. How about sharing some of what you've done?
All right, Jim, let's take a look at the overall game stats. First for the Panthers of Riverton Park, who came up just short, total of 56 points. They had 16 in each of the first two quarters, 10 in the third, and 14 in the fourth. They turned the ball over 8 times. And like I said earlier in this was a overall pretty clean played game. Looking at individual stats in this evening, Verasco led the Panthers in scoring with 16. Atkinson had a 10. They had three players, Hazard, Barnes, and Harrison, all had 8, and we saw that on the pregame stats that they were pretty balanced attack when it comes to the scoring column. Lawson had 6, and Hopton rounded that up with 2 points tonight. Overall, the team was whistled for 16 fouls. They shot 69%, 9 of 13 from the free throw strike. They had a 29% from behind three-point range, 5 of 17. And overall, they shot 47% from the field, 22 of 47. Looking at the winners on the scoreboard here tonight, Park Heritage tallied 60 points, 16 in each of the first two quarters, 11 in the third, and 17 in the fourth. They also had 9 turnovers on the night. They were whistled for 15 team fouls overall. Individual stats, Petrillo had 3 points for them. JT O'Brien had 3. Hartman had 3. And as you and Coach Shelty talked about, those were two of the biggest threes on the night. Davis had 17, and Noonan led them in scoring with 31. They shot 50% from the free throw line, 6 of 12. They shot 42% overall from the field and 35% from behind the three-point line.
Great job, Mr. Williams. Appreciate your hard work tonight. Now time for our three post-game awards, our first. And I'm going to tell you what, I've got some scores down here. See if you can find any others as I take care of business here. Our play of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. Senior guard from Park Heritage, Landon Noonan, 31 points to lead all scorers tonight. Very efficient with those 31 points, I might say. Congratulations, Landon Noonan, is your player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling. Clinton, your high-energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County RMC. Senior guard, I would say guard, forward, and big man. He can play all over the floor for Coach Simmons. Jonathan Verosco, big game tonight. 16 points to lead the Panthers. A lot of those were clutch baskets when desperately needed. Congratulations, Jonathan Verosco, is your high-energy player of the game, sponsored by Park County RNC. Your spark plug player of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton. The big man for Park Heritage, Connor Davis, 17 points in the ball game for the sophomore. Very good on both ends of the floor. Probably very close to that double-double if he didn't have it. Once again, Connor Davis, your Jackson Family Dealership spark plug player of the game. On our Future X Industry scoreboard, here's what we've got, folks. Linton Big over Eastern Green, 83-56. That's final. Edgewood 12 better than Greencastle, 53-41. That also final. A little bit of a surprise. Cloverdale 1 better than Sullivan, 51-50. South Vermillion wins big over Shackamack, a much-needed road win, 70-46. Fountain Central, Faith Christian. I told you Faith Christian, you know, may be the team that would be the least picked. They're playing Fountain Central very well, 50-45. That game in the fourth quarter, Fountain Central having a very good year. And Indian Creek leads West Vigo by 10 in the third quarter, 43-32. That's going to wrap up our Future X Industry scoreboard. It's going to wrap up our Fountain Trust post-game show. Remind you that we will be back on air Tuesday night for sectional 53 girls basketball action from North Vermillion High School. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off, just one game on Tuesday night because it is a five-team sectional, and it will be the host school, the North Vermillion Lady Falcons, having an outstanding year. I believe 20-2 on the year. We'll play host to the Park Heritage Lady Wolves, 12-12, but some big wins and a very competitive schedule for Park Heritage this year. As we mentioned, a ball game we covered back in December, I believe, was a very close one. Park Heritage actually led by a couple of points, 3 points, 4 points, something like that, with about 3 minutes to go, but North Vermillion pulled the game out late by about 6. So looking forward to that game. Invite you to join us. We'll be on air for a Fountain Trust post-game show at approximately 6:45. Lee, we'd like to thank you for all of your hard work back in the studio. Appreciate all of our sponsors. Appreciate those of you who have tuned in to tonight's ball game. And once again, we invite you to join us Tuesday night for girls basketball sectional. Micah, thanks for joining me. Great job as you always do. Once again, we've gone final from Park Heritage Middle School. It goes to the Wolves as they win this Wabash River Conference matchup over Riverton Park. 60-46 on your game of the week from Park Heritage Middle School on 104.9 WAXI.
You've been listening to the High School Basketball Postgame Show on 104.9 WAXI.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long right here on 104.9 WAXI, your home for exciting high school sports.